I'm so glad you're joining us this week. I titled this devotional, All the Way to Breakthrough. You know, we all face battles, large and small. And like you, when in the middle of a challenge of getting bad news, being overlooked, misunderstood, out of funds, or simply waiting long and hard for the breakthrough, it's easy to get discouraged. The courage to stand up and keep going seems elusive at best. As I took another look at Psalm 23 this week, I realized that the Lord is instructing us, among other things, to keep walking. Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort and console me. When we're down, it's not the time to lie down. We must keep walking through the season of seeming darkness. The Lord Himself promises to shepherd us, feeding us, guiding us, and shielding us. Regardless of the source, be it a spiritual attack from the enemy or simply difficult circumstances, the key to overcoming is to preach truth to ourselves. When James says to count it nothing but joy when we fall into various trials, that's so that our faith may mature to the point that we have peace regardless of the storm raging around us. The way we stand and walk through the valley is knowing Papa and his promises to us and speaking and preaching those truths to ourselves. Hebrews 3:5b, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you, assuredly not. It is Almighty God and our personal shepherd who says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Last month, a wonderful book was returned to me that I had left with my friend Anne when I was visiting her in Bend. What a treasure to have it back. God's Creative Power by Charles Capps. Here's just a few quotes. Christianity is called the Great Confession, but most Christians who are defeated in life are defeated because they believe and confess the wrong things. Spoken words program your spirit, your heart, either to success for defeat. Words are containers. They carry faith or fear. Faith comes more quickly when you hear yourself quoting, speaking, or saying the things that God said. The body of Christ must begin to live in the authority of the Word, for God's Word is creative power. That creative power is produced by the heart, formed by the tongue, and released out of the mouth in word form. You know, once we remember it's Papa speaking, and we remind ourselves that all His promises are yes and amen, all we need to do is take the negative thoughts that are paralyzing us from walking through the dark valley and replace them with the truth that sustains us as we wait for God to lead us out of darkness. I love Psalm 91 at the end in the Passion Translation. God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence, even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero, and I will give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. I like this quote from Bill Johnson. The enemy uses lies to make problems appear bigger than the solutions we carry. Those solutions, they're all in the Word. Find yours, write them down, speak them over yourselves, and they will carry you all the way to breakthrough. All right, God bless. I hope this is a great week for you, a week of breakthrough.